Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Shviyas, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned because of Shlomo Zalman, who's the Gosser, Mercy, Yativ, Chol, Yitzchal, Tzayim. These should be gebenched with a Sachat, Slochan, Ziyad, Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa, Beshefa, and Kol Tov Zela. Now yesterday we learned that when it comes to Netiyos, saplings, which are young, immature trees, they can't necessarily produce 60 mana figs. The way we measure them is by 10 trees in a Beis Sa. If there's 10 Netiyos in a Beis Sa, so then we're allowed to plow the entire thing all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Zayin tells us, HaNetiyos Vadaluim, it starts from Mosech Beis Sa. Even if we don't have 10 Netiyos, but if we have some netiyos along with diluim, along with gourd, so then together they can be mitzvah for this beisa. If together between netiyos and diluim we have 10, so then the entire beisa could be plowed up until Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says, kol asar diluim lebeisa, even if there's only 10 diluim in this beisa, harshim kol beisa ad Rosh Hashanah, the entire beisa is allowed to be plowed up until Rosh Hashanah. Now Mishnah Ches tells us, ad emasai nikru netiyos, up until when are they called netiyos? Up until when do we say this tree is considered young and therefore fits in the category of young trees as opposed to ilanus, which are old and mature trees? So Belazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, Adra Chaylu, until the fruit becomes chulin, until it loses its kedusha. We know there's something called Arla. The first 3 years a tree produces fruits, its fruit is asr to eat. The fourth year, the fruit is called Netaravai and has kedusha. It has to be brought up to Yerushalayim to be eaten in Yerushalayim. However, if he decides to be paideit, if he decides to redeem that fruit, take its kedusha, transfer it onto money, and take the money up to Yerushalayim, so then he's allowed to eat the fruit wherever it is. That would fit under the description of Adra Chaylu, until it has its kedusha taken off of it. If it's the fourth year's fruits and he transfers its kedusha onto money, or if he doesn't do that and he waits till the fifth year, then the fifth year's fruits do not have any kedusha, and then it would lose its status as an atiyah in the fifth year as opposed to the fourth year. Now Rabbi Shua says, Bas Sheva Shanim, up until seven years old, then it's called an atiyah. Now Rabbi Kiva says, Netiyah Kishma, Netiyah is exactly as his name sounds, a young tree. The first year you plant it, it's considered an atiyah. The year afterwards, it's already not considered an atiyah. It's not considered a freshly planted sapling, it's already considered a mature tree. A different way of understanding Netiyah Kishma is that it depends how long people call it a netiyah. If people would still say, oh hey, check it out, you have that young tree over there, so then it's considered a netiyah. If people aren't saying that anymore, it's not considered a netiyah. Another halacha relevant to netiyah is ilan shenigmam v'hatzi chalipin, a tree that he cut down completely all the way to the trunk and then new branches grew out of it. How do we look at those new branches? Are they considered like a brand new tree, like a netiyah, or are they just considered like the old tree? So Mishnah says, mitefach ulamata, if he had cut the trunk of the tree lower than a tefach to the ground, kinetiyah, so then everything new that grows is considered like a netiyah. Mitafach ulamala, however, if he cut it above a tefach, so then ki'ilon, it's still considered like a regular tree. Devi Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon's opinion. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.